Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
What is up, fight fans? We welcome you into the first show of 2021, Inside Boxing Live. I'm your host, Dan Canobio. New year, same great guests. We're starting off this year with a bang. Teofimo Lopez is on the show. Of course, the Ring Magazine Fighter of the Year. The Unified, don't call him Undisputed because it's a big problem with Devin Haney and the WBC. But Teofimo Lopez is here, and he has a lot to say. He's going to give us his thoughts on Ryan Garcia's big win. We're going to touch on that in a second. His thoughts on maybe a rematch with Vasily Lomachenko, who he wants next. There's this Cambosos fight over in Australia. The fact that he has now been mentioned as one of the new four kings, and what can happen with a fight with Tank Davis, a fight with Devin Haney, a fight with Ryan Garcia. He is the best guest to have on this show this week. And it's a great interview with the champ, Ryan Garcia is on my mind, with the champ, Teofimo Lopez. And that interview was brought to you by the Fit Warrior brand. We got a lot to talk about. This past weekend, we saw a great fight in the lightweight division. Lightweight division is on fire right now. Ryan Garcia, King Rai. I mean, that fight played out like a movie because it had everything. It had everything you want. This was Ryan Garcia's big test, right? And so many people out there doubting his skills, saying that he's too much of a diva. He's too much of an Instagram superstar. He's not worried about boxing. He's too worried about all the other stuff. I think that went out the window when he hired Eddie Reynoso, who did outstanding work with him and still has some work to do in terms of defense. But there were a lot of question marks heading into this fight. A true 50-50 fight that we get on January 2nd. Boxing fans are not used to 50-50 fights, and they're definitely not used to fights, big fights happening that early in the year. It was on at 6 p.m. Eastern over on DAZN. I think that is something that I like. They should keep on going. But as for the fight, he comes out on a throne, which I thought was very ballsy from Ryan Garcia, but that's the type of guy he is. Big risks, big rewards. Gets into the ring, has a good first round, then that second round comes and he gets dropped. And I think everyone was like, oh, wow, his chin is suspect. And shout out to Chris Mannix, who had noticed that he's a little flat-footed when he fights. And he depends on speed. He depends on power. But he got caught, and he went down hard. And it was more than just a flash knockdown. That was a legitimate shot that he got hit with. But you got to give him props. The dude got up. He brushed it off. I thought he got up too quickly. But he brushed it off. And he actually had a decent ending to that second round. As the fight went on, what I really liked from Garcia in this fight in terms of X's and O's was from the very first round, he closed the distance real quick. You know, when you're fighting a southpaw, you want to get that lead foot on the outside, on the inside of his lead foot. He was right in Campbell's grill from the very start of the fight. And that's not something that Ryan Garcia is known for. He said it himself, I'm a counterpuncher. I'm a pot shotter. He had his best success against Campbell when he was countering Campbell. But he also was on his front foot. That's something that we're seeing since his teaming up with Eddie Reynoso. So you got to give your props to Ryan Garcia. A flush, single body shot. You don't see that often in title fights. You don't see that often from fighters at this stage in their career. And it's not something that Ryan Garcia has been known for in his career. You know, coming into this fight, only 10% of his landed punches were body shots. And he landed, 34% of his landed punches were body shots against Campbell, including the last punch of the fight. So what does it mean now moving forward? He's calling out Tank Davis every chance he gets, Ryan Garcia. I love that. You know, I tweeted about that. We could see a renaissance in the sport, and the lightweights can lead it. Ryan Garcia, Teofimo Lopez, Tank Davis, and Devin Haney all fighting each other. The winners fight each other. The losers fight each other. Rematches. Trilogies. I know it sounds ridiculous, but let's hope. It's a new year. Let's dream a little bit. And one of those guys that is leading the charge of the lightweight division is Teofimo Lopez, and he's joining us next here on Inside Boxing Live. Our next interview is brought to you by the Fit Warrior brand, proudly serving boxing's next generation of stars since 2016. Go check them out at ftwr.com. All right, our first guest here of 2021. We're starting it off with a bang. You know him. He's the shot caller. Some would call him the undisputed. Some would call him the unified. He's the takeover. Teofimo Lopez rocking the Brooklyn Dodgers jersey, and he joins us here on Inside Boxing. The Ring Magazine Fighter of the Year. Man, so many accolades, man. I can't even keep up with how many things you're adding to your resume these days. How are you, my friend?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great. You already know, my man. I mean, it's been a long time coming, so I'm very happy and thankful, man, for all the everything that we've achieved for 2020, and I'm looking forward to 2021. Me and my father, Nostradamus, he said me and him both agreed on it, and we said 2021 is going to be our breakout year.
Wow,
this is when we're not happy with last year. We want this year.
So that's the thing with fighters that I love is it's like you guys got to constantly self motivate. So a year in which you become the fighter of the year, endless accolades, you beat Vasily Lomachenko, you win four belts. That's not good enough for someone like you, right?
No, it's not. I want more. That's the thing with success, man. You always want more. I mean, I'm hungry, though. That's what it is, I guess. You know, I guess I have this part of me where I'm just driven.
Yeah. You know what's funny, man, is you know, we've been doing this for a while. You've been coming on the show for a long time. And it obviously been following, and you had this big year. But it didn't really hit me until I saw the Ring magazine cover. And it was like that to me, it's like, that's forever. Like, that's immortalized. You're going to be there forever. What did it feel like when you saw that? Because you knew it was coming, but what did it feel like when you actually saw that magazine cover?
You know, I was doing the photo shoot and everything. So I had a feeling, of course, you know, but man, when it came out and everything, that definitely, I celebrated, man. I had a big celebration with my family and everything, mm-hmm. man. We just enjoyed it because it's appreciating the achievements and the rewards from it, you know? Yeah. So. Coming, seeing that, man, Ring Magazine and everything, man, I'm over the moon with it, man.
Yeah.
Over the moon with it.
And I know Dougie Fisher's happy to see how much love you had for that Ring Magazine belt. You know, no disrespect to the other belts, but that Ring Magazine belt hits different. And that IG was something special. How about life as the champ now? You were at the Canelo Alvarez fight this last December. That was probably the first big fight where you stepped out. And you were able to mix it up with fans, and since your new status in the sport, what was that like? You know, what's life like now as the four belt champ when you are around other fight fans?
It's a different atmosphere. That's what I can tell you. Like, it's a whole different, you know, environment now. When I'm around people now, it's more of like, hey, that's that man right there. Like, I give him my props to him. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I earned my stripes. You know, mm-hmm. and going out there to Canelo's fight, being invited from Canelo. You know, he invited me to his fight and everything, and just being able to talk to the man, it was just something that I think everybody needed to see as well. You know, we come as together, as a unit. And I think boxing fans, man, they need that. You know, I've been away for a while, and I think now it's time to bring everything back.
Absolutely. Any words of wisdom that Canelo shared with you that you want to share with the world?
Words of wisdom for...
From Canelo to you.
Myself? Oh, from Canelo? Well, he pretty much, he said, I'm very proud of you for representing the Latinos and the way you do. He said, just keep going strong. Mainly what it was, I think it was just mainly mutual respect.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that he tried to do it at this age, mm-hmm. and he did it, but I think that knowing that I did it, I think he was very proud about that. Like, I'm his little brother.
However, that's so true, though. There were so many, I even made the comparison of you versus Lomachenko was like when Canelo went up against Floyd, and even if you didn't win, you still came out a winner because you took the challenge and you dared to be great. But you actually won that fight against Lomachenko. I don't want to get too much into the actual fight, but there's, you know, so many things have come out from his side. You know, that first of all, saying that the judges were bribed. Most recently, he brought up us at CompuBox, even though that the judges don't see our numbers. Said the numbers are off. What do you make of him? You know, the bribery stuff and the latest with the punch stats.
It's already over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not going to change anything, you know. It's not going to change that second loss that he has in his career. You know what I mean? And it's not going to define him as a champion unless he goes out there and continues to either go and collect more belts. You know what I mean? Keep doing what he was doing beforehand. And I mean, with all the excuses and everything, it's excuses. I mean, but what can I say? I mean, he hasn't. You're talking about someone that doesn't know how to lose. He always wins. So you know, I don't blame him. However. You know, saying things like that—that's a whole nother, you know, that's a whole nother topic.
Are you surprised by all the excuses that he has?
No, I'm not. I'm not surprised. I knew coming into the fight that I already know how it goes. I mean, we beat the guy. I already know what the excuses I'm about to hear.
Yeah.
Oh, he's either too old or he was already out of his prime.
But I mean, just from him, though.
From him? I mean, I expect all that, but, you know, but it's a whole new era now, so, you know, there's a lot of things that we can't expect.
Yeah, maybe he's feeling a little old. He did say you hit hard, though. He did give you some props. I read a recent thing where he said that you hit really hard.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, though, man, I'll hit harder at 140.
Oh, so you're going to think about moving up?
No, 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 not yet. Not yet. Right now, we're working on a convulsive fight. If that doesn't fall through, if that doesn't go through, then I either want Haney or Garcia.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about Kambosos first. Let's talk about Kambosos first. That's the fight that's been rumored. He is your mandatory in multiple sanctioning bodies. I know you want to like make a defense at least at 135. Is that something that is gaining traction? Like, are you willing to go to Australia? That's a lot of money in that, man. Are you willing to do that?
Depending on, yeah, I mean, undisputed world champion. I mean, if you want me to go out there to your country, you got to pay up. I mean, I'm the king, not the other way around. So, you know, and if they can't make that fight happen, then we make it happen in the States.
Yeah, you want to get back to the Garden, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I want to go back to the Garden. I miss the Garden.
Yeah, I drove past it the other day, and a single tear rolled down my eyes, thinking about all the fights we missed there.
I know. Tonight would have been Heisman Trophy night.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that next. What jersey? I mean, you're rocking the Jackie Robinson jersey, though, but who's going to win the Heisman, and who's going to you got to show out for that, too?
I have a surprise coming up, too. So, I mean, stick to
You always got surprises, man.
Of course. I mean, we got to stay, we always got to entertain the fans. I'm an entertainer, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody pays to watch two people either knock somebody out and do everything else on top of it.
So, you know, it's a great thing that's going on in the sport, and I want to ask your thoughts on Ryan Garcia's performance. Talk about the four kings. We'll talk about that, too, as well. But what did you make of Ryan Garcia's win over Luke Campbell?
What'd you say?
The four kings. Did you see that?
Those are the three musketeers, and then I'm the king, right?
Yeah, let's talk about it. You tweeted that out. You know, any way you cut it or slice it, I'm the champ. They all have paper belts. First, let's talk about Ryan Garcia's performance. What did you make of it?
Well, I didn't see it. However, congratulations to him. I saw the highlights.
Yeah.
You know, I saw him, you know, jumping on his coaches and everything, and Canelo. So, but no, congratulations to him. Outside of trying to make fun of him, but, you know, outside of it, good job for him. He did what he had to do. You know what I mean? Luke Campbell is a competitor. However, you know, Ryan Garcia was the better man that night, and he did a phenomenal job. I didn't see the fight. However, from the knockdown and everything and all those things, you know, took my hat off to him.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it's good stuff because it's a good thing that everyone is stepping up and winning. Of the four guys that I just named, you know, had your big step up fight.
I feel like the only one that has stepped up other than me was Ryan.
Right.
Because I don't count Tank's fight with Santa Cruz, a 35 pound fight, and a competitive fight. And with Gamboa, we already know what happened with that. So it's like, however, you know, yeah, it's very good that we have these guys still staying active and, you know, looking impressive or looking good because it helps us.
Yeah, it does. I'm glad you said that because that's something I wanted to ask is, do you feel fortunate?
I don't hate these guys. I don't hate nobody. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, I'm on top. You know, I'm focused this way. They're in the back and I'm focused this way. However, you know what I mean? I'm going to need these guys and they're going
to
need me.
Exactly. I was going to say, do you feel fortunate to have three super fights basically built in at age 23? Because take a look at it now, you know, historically. Just for instance, Roy Jones was the best guy during the 90s, but he didn't have a clear rival. So he had to jump off to heavyweight. He had to do ridiculous things. The fact that you have these three guys in your relative same weight class, same age, super fights, do you feel fortunate that there's going to be some huge fights to be made over the next couple of years?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very fortunate, man. I'm blessed. I'm extremely blessed. I'm thankful. I'm grateful just to have these type of fighters, man. I mean, we all grew up in the amateurs together, so we know one another very well.
Mm-hmm.
Very well. You know what I mean? So when it comes to it now, you know, all we got to do now is just make the fights happen. The only problem, Dan, is that these kids, man, they piss me off because we'll make the fight happen. It's just that I guarantee you they're not. They're going to overprice themselves with me.
Yeah.
And that's the shit that sucks, man, because it's like, don't do it to yourself. Let's make the fight happen for the fans. But they're going to overprice themselves.
What fight do you think is most likely to happen?
for fight. All of them are most likely to happen.
Well, who would you want next? If you don't get Camp Bellosos.
I definitely want either. It's either one of those guys. They're up for grabs.
Haney or Garcia.
Haney, Garcia, Tank. But obviously, we know that Tank is not going to. It's not going to happen due to his promoter, Floyd Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. So it's just now it's like, all right, we only got two slots then. We got three fighters then. We got Kambosos. If that don't work, we got Garcia, Haney, and we'll see where we go from there. And if none of those guys want to participate in this type of fight, then we'll probably have to move to 140 because ain't nobody else to grab.
Yeah, but then they'll move up to 140. I honestly think you guys are going to all settle in at the same weight even when it's all said and done.
We are. I say 2-3 years, we'll all be in the same weight, comfortable, and make these fights happen.
Yeah, it has to happen, man. Think about it. I tweeted this out. I did a whole reaction podcast. Think about if you guys all fought each other. You can fight each other 2 times. That's why they're bringing back this Four Kings thing. And it's a little unfair to you guys just yet. But the Four Kings comparing you guys to Hagler, Hearns, Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard. But it could be like that. It could be this eras of that where you guys all fight each other. Win or lose, it doesn't matter because you're giving fans what they want. You're giving fans what they need. And you all make your money. The networks are happy. It's a boxing renaissance. Yeah, you could be leading it.
Yeah, of course. However, for me, I'm all in. I'm all steady. I'm ready. You know what I mean? I'm on that train. I'm ready to go with that. Yeah. You know what I mean? The Four Kings, whatever y'all want to say. I mean, there's only one king in the division. But, I see what they're trying to do, the comparison and all that, and I appreciate them for doing that because that's when boxing was really exciting. Now it's just who else is going to join that train with us to make that keep going and make the fans appreciate the fact that, oh, these guys really just want to fight each other, not because they're scared about losing their O. And that's the thing. So we're just trying to, people are just trying to change the whole dynamic and the whole way of how everybody's thinking. Yeah, you're going to make money. I mean, you got to lose money in order to make money. That's what it came to. We knew that beating Loma would be a better achievement, a greater achievement, and more money for us than just saying no to a fight like that just because of the amount we were getting.
Yeah.
Now look at it. My next fight, who knows what will escalate to.
That's what it is, man. I think a lot of fans can see that. You can't BS boxing fans. They know that you took less money. They know that you're leading the charge. They know that you're the champion at 135 no matter what's out there.
And they're not trying to mention me neither. So
Well, you're upset that the Zone didn't mention you?
No, I'm not upset about that. I laugh about it because they scared. You know why? Because I'm just that dude. I'm that guy that's why I said 2021, it's all good. That's why I'm saying that it gets me motivated, keeps me going, keeps me pushing because I could have went. I could easily make a flight, could have went, but that's not the guy that I want to see. You know what I mean? He ain't the guy I ain't going to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I went to see Canelo and everything. That's a different guy.
Yeah.
Who is Ryan? Really what it comes down to now, 2021, I'm looking forward to that breakout year.
That's unbelievable. I could see what I tweeted this out as well. I could see you fighting Haney. I know you guys don't exactly see eye to eye. A little bit of beef there. He's the
fuck that kid.
Exactly. At 135, there's a little bit of issues with that whole how he got his belt. You fight Haney. Tank fights Ryan Garcia. The winners fight each other.
He's gonna overprice himself too. He's gonna overprice himself too. I already know. That's the shit that makes me laugh.
You think Haney will?
Oh, we're gonna press him. Trust. We're gonna press him.
You're gonna press him to make the fight. Right, so-
Mm-hmm. He better be ready. He better know. He's going to overprice himself because he's a bitch.
You heard it there, right from the horse's mouth. My man, Teofimo Lopez, he says 2021 is going to be an even bigger year. If that's the case, I can't wait to see how it all plays out. Enjoy yourself. Happy New Year, and I will get you back on the show soon, my friend.
Hold up, man. I want to talk to you still, man. You can't cut me like that.
What do you got to say? Bring it on. I know you like to interview me, so what do you got?
I wanted to ask you, who was your 2020 fighter of the year?
My 2020 fighter of the year was actually you. I'm looking at him right here. It was between you and Fury. I think everyone had that same thing, but I valued your win over Lomachenko's better than Fury's one-way traffic with Wilder. How about you?
I think it was the decision that they made. I think it was very it was the right decision.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tyson Fury did a hell of a job fighting a monster like Deontay Wilder, and he did what he had to do earlier 2020, and we finished it at the end of the year. So I think it was a smart decision from Ring Magazine doing something that hasn't been done in 35 years.
Yep.
And We're just breaking records, man. We're making history. I mean,
Let me ask you this. Who's your trainer of the year? And if you can't pick your dad, but who was your trainer of the year?
I can't pick my father?
Yeah.
Let me see,
Derek James, Eddie Reynoso.
Eddie Reynoso, Derek James. You have what's it? Tyson Fury's trainer.
Sugar Hill Stewart.
Let me see.
It's a tough one.
Probably like Sugar. Yeah, it's a tough one. No, for real. Either Eddie Reynoso. I'm between Eddie Reynoso and Sugar Hill.
Yeah. How about fight of the year?
Fight of the year had to be Cepeda.
Oh my god! Yeah, I know you sparred with Berancic.
Yeah, man, it hurt me, man, to see him go down like that. But you know, it is what it is. That's the fight game, man.
That was an insane fight. But you know what I like to see is Berancic on Instagram. He looks like he's enjoying life. He's got a nice lady. He's living in Miami. I like to see that type of stuff. Like, he recovered well.
Yeah, no, he did. You know, and I'm very happy for him, and I wish him that, but. Success and you know, yeah. I think he's gonna come back again. So, you know, I look forward to seeing that, and I think we all do. You know, it was a hell of a fight.
Oh man,
that was a hell of a fight.
8 knockdowns in 15 minutes. How about one last thing? A lot of people are discussing who can give Canelo a tough fight, because he's clear that he's the pound for pound king right now. Who, in your opinion, of the guys around 160 or 168, who can give Canelo his toughest fight? Plant? Why?
Caleb Plant is very slick. He's smart. He's not, his ring IQ is very high up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he has a very sharp jab. And, usually when you have a sharp jab like that, you could always box your way into a victory. So I think that it's going to be, if that fight was to be made, I would definitely be there front row just to watch it. Because I'm a big fan for both of those guys.
Yeah, they're both good for the sport. You got any more questions for me, man?
Let me see. How was your New Year's?
Oh man, I did nothing. I sat on my brother's couch and we drank some wine and we watched TV. Nothing, bro. It wasn't like us partying in Vegas.
I know, right?
It wasn't like us partying in Vegas after the Wilder fight.
Oh man, Vegas. Oh yeah. we had a good time, man.
Wasn't anything like that. Is that it, man? Is that all you got for me?
Yeah, man. I gotta work on my interviews with you.
Well, this is the thing, dude. You're the champ. I'm the guy that interviews you. Now you see how hard it is, too, by the way, to ask questions. You got to come up with your next question while the guy's still talking, while listening to him. It's tough, man. Give us some props here.
Yeah, I give you guys props for that, man. That's like that multitasking. I give you that.
I don't have to get punched or punched in the face. But my man, Teofimo, the Takeover 2021 continues on. Appreciate the time. Talk to you soon.
You got it.
Special thanks to Teofimo Lopez for joining us here on Inside Boxing Live. He says that 2021 is going to be his breakout year. That's scary to think of, considering the type of year he had in 2020. No big fights upcoming for the next 2 weeks. I don't know what boxing fans are going to do. The last month has been amazing, but we got nothing on the schedule. Straight up tumbleweeds. Insert crying Jim Lampley face, because there are no big fights. But the first quarter of 2021 looks huge. There are some big fights coming up the pipeline. Don't know what we're going to do for the next 2 weeks, but I'm going to continue to keep doing shows. I'm going to bring you the best guests, the best analysis. We're going to keep this show going forward. You can always check us out on the Fubo Sports Network. Subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Anywhere you can get your podcasts. We're coming for you big here in 2021 here on Inside Boxing Live. See you next week.